Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, August the 26th, 2012.
Welcome to the Museum of the Bible. Tickets for guided tours may be purchased from the attendant in the lobby. We hope your visit helps you learn more about the Bible, God's book of love.
This museum really makes the Bible come to life.
Too good, because you know I'm going to be a missionary.
Yes, we know.
Oh, brother.
What's the matter, Chrissy?
Here comes Buddy.
I can't stand him.
Who can?
Hey, Chrissy. Why didn't you sit with me on the bus? Afraid I'd hit you like this?
Stop it, Buddy, or I'll tell the teacher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hi, four in this group?
No, just three.
Sorry, but each group has got to have four kids. Follow us.
Ooh, Chrissy, it's going to be you and me after all.
Just ignore him, Chrissy. That's what I do.
Welcome to the Museum of the Bible. My name's JJ, and this is Pearl, and we will be your guides. Today we start our tour with the Hall of Prophets.
Shoo, what's that smell?
Oh, it's the exhibit on Jonah. We're simulating the smell inside the belly of the whale.
That's a relief. I thought it was Jess's breath.
You were so lame, Buddy.
So, JJ, can you tell us about Jonah?
Yeah, start with a story.
Well, this exhibit's not quite finished, but let's use our imaginations.
The year is 650 BC, and the place is Israel, and the word of the Lord came to Jonah.
Go to Nineveh!
But Jonah didn't go.
He was probably a wimp like Chrissy here.
No, buddy. The Ninevites were cruel and stupid like you.
Ooh, you flatter me.
As a matter of fact, Jess, the Ninevites are bitter enemy, along with the Hittites, the Ammonites, the Amalekites, the Moabites.
Don't forget the mosquito bites.
Probably them too, Annie. But the Ninevites were the worst. They're barbarians who skin people alive, then torture and burn them.
Sounds like my kind of place.
So why does God allow people like that, JJ?
Yeah, why didn't God just get rid of Nineveh like he did Sodom and Gomorrah?
Well, God is sovereign. That means he can do anything he wants. But what God really wanted was to get rid of Nineveh's sin. You see, the power of sin is strong, but always remember,
God is stronger.
He's a master, a savior, a father, a friend, protector, defender, the great physician, a hoper, a healer, creator of you. But when it comes to sin,
he's a terminator too.
Within the world, the devil, the lion will tear you apart. But when it comes to him,
God will get him in the end. Father, live through me today.
Jonah's got a problem. If he goes to Nineveh, he might get
barbecued.
Pearl, I think I just sent him some tapes. A Bible or some tapes or something.
Well, that would have been the safest thing to do. But the Lord told Jonah,
go to Nineveh.
But Jonah didn't. And when you disobey God, you are always going in the wrong direction.
No, Jonah, no, Jonah, no, no.
Jonah didn't go up to Nineveh, where did he go?
He went down to Joppa, and there boated a boat to Tarshish. That's all the way to Spain.
Bummer. I wanted to go to Nineveh.
Well, Jonah just wanted to get lost, because he immediately hid below deck.
Didn't the sailors miss him?
Oh, they were so busy, they didn't even notice Jonah.
Yo, heave-ho! Yo, heave-ho!
A yeoman.
No, buddy, the yeomen were brave, not bullies.
Well, they weren't so brave when the Lord caused the storm.
The storm?
A terrible storm.
Asherah!
Bam!
Jonah!
Dad!
Anybody! Help!
So did their God stop the storm?
How could they? Theirs were make-believe gods. Only Jonah worshipped the one true God. But was he telling the sailors about Jehovah? No way. Jonah was asleep.
Asleep? In the middle of all that God was doing?
Sure. Haven't you seen someone sleep through church?
Yeah, my dad, every Sunday.
I guess we all find our ways to run from God. But remember, no matter where we go, he's always there.
Fly away. You would spread your wings of love and bring me home to stay. Where could I go? Where could I run? If under
you must be.
could I go? Where could I run if I became the night? You would turn me into day with one ray of your light.
Where, oh where, would you not be? Oh, there's nowhere that you're not here, loving me. Where, oh where, would you not be? Oh, there's nowhere that you're not here, loving me.
Oh, what a beautiful promise.
Oh, what a beautiful promise. Too bad Jonah didn't know that promise.
Oh, he knew it, buddy. But sometimes it's just more comfortable to forget God's words.
Anyway, above deck, the sailors were throwing cargo overboard when the captain remembered Jonah.
You, Buckethead, what are you doing sleeping at a time like this? Get up and start praying to your God, man, and ask him to have mercy on us.
Even though Jonah knew God was trying to get his attention, he still made the sailors draw straws to see who had caused the storm.
Guess Jonah got the short end of the stick, huh?
Yeah, Chrissy. And when he did, he told the sailors the sea would calm if they threw him overboard. So they threw Jonah into the sea.
Splash!
Did Jonah drown?
Did the storm stop?
Did the sailors die?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, when Jonah hit the water, the storm miraculously stopped, and the sailors fell down and worshipped him.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Don't you just love it when God shows off?
So what happened to Jonah?
Let's just say, although he paid for his boat ride, this transportation was free.
I guess Jonah got a whale of a ride.
Oh.
Nope.
Wait just 1 minute. This is the biggest kettle of fish story I've ever heard. Like, I'm sure someone that got swallowed by a whale is going to live to tell about it.
Buddy, miracles are just one of the ways God reveals himself. But even today, there are accounts of people swallowed by whales who were later vomited up with only minor injuries.
Okay, like Curl Girl?
Yuck!
So what happened to Jonah?
After 3 days in the whale, Jonah was resurrected.
From the dirt.
An army from the bones.
Enoch from his walk.
And Stephen from the stones.
Elijah from his chariot.
Lazarus from his tomb.
Eutychus from his fall.
Dorcas from her room.
Daughters from her sleep.
And sons from the dead.
A mother from her cot.
A cripple from his bed.
I'd like to have seen that whale throw up old Jonah.
You were so gross, buddy.
It was more like gross Jonah. You can imagine what that old prophet looked like. What with the seaweed and salt water and gases from inside the fish?
Hey, we don't have to imagine. We can just look at Chrissy.
Stop it, buddy.
Yeah, do you have any idea how much everybody hates you?
Just 1 millionth as much as I hate them.
Okay, guys. I think we need to get back to this story. Anyway, once more, the word of the Lord came to Jonah.
Go to Nineveh!
So did he?
He did, but Jonah was not a happy camper.
Yes, sir. Fire up the Barbie. It's time for a wiener roast.
Nene 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 nene
So did the king have Jonah for dinner?
No, buddy, not even for an appetizer. The power of God's word changed the king's heart. Instead, he put on a sackcloth and announced,
"We've been bad. Real bad. But from now on, it's going to be see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil."
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Jehovah.
So God had mercy on Nineveh and did not destroy the city.
You mean the bad guys won?
No, the bad guys turned to good guys.
And God won.
Hey, I think I learned something. If I'm going to be a missionary, I need... Oh, wait.
Wait a minute. I thought God was going to destroy the Ninevites.
Yeah, they don't deserve to be saved.
No, neither do we. But that's how God demonstrates his love for us.
Man, this is boring. I'm going to go get a soda.
And we're going to miss you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. So, JJ, what happened to Jonah?
Well, Annie, now Jonah is trapped inside another kind of fish. You might call it a selfish.
A shellfish?
No, a selfish. You see, Jonah wanted God to blow Nineveh off the map. Then he could have gone home a hero. Instead, Jonah climbed a hill and looked down at the city, mad at God and full of hate for people who were now his fellow believers.
Your life may seem complete. You can know a lot and give a lot away. But the greatest of the gifts is one you mustn't miss. For an only love can change your face. Hearts as cold as ice, but only love can change the world.
Bye.
I thought God used Jonah to save the Ninevites.
No, I said God worked in spite of Jonah. But like the Ninevites, Jonah got a second chance.
How's that?
Because it's Jonah who tells us the story.
Yeah, so we could learn from his mistakes.
Hey, I think I learned something. If I'm going to be a missionary, I need to love everybody. Even Buddy.
Yeah, you're right, Jess. Do you think God would give us a second chance with Buddy?
But in Buddy's case, it might have to be a third or fourth chance.
Yeah, you're right, Jess, but I'm willing to try.
Me too.
Oh, look, here he comes.
Man, the stupid soda machine wouldn't make change.
Here, Buddy, I'll buy you a soda.
Huh?
Yeah, let's all go get a snack before we have to get back on the bus.
But
you're also with me, won't you, Buddy?
Are you sure? I mean, sure.
Hey, JJ, I might make it as a missionary after all. Thanks for your help.
Hey, what does JJ stand for?
Would you believe my real name is Joan?
Joan?
Yeah, listen, we gotta go. See y'all later.
Hey, go, go, Joan, go, Joan, go, go, go,
go, Joan, go, Joan, go, go.
Get out of here.
We just have so many people to thank for their help. with the lighting. We have Kyler Kaufman helped, and Luke helped run Spotlight. Of course, Fred did tons of stuff. He made, he and Sarah Wexler made our set, and the well, and that was really lots of fun, and trying to figure out how we were going to do the well and the lighting and all that. So thanks to Fred for his really hard work on that. And Cameron for stepping in and helping me with some parts I needed to get covered. And for Vicky helping us every week, being so faithful. And then we're so thankful for Jessie Ann, and she has helped me in children's choir since she left children's choir, I think, as a sixth grader when she graduated out. She immediately came and helped, and so I was so excited that she was able to direct this year. And I don't know if you know, well, I guess Pastor mentioned it, she's studying music education now, and so we're excited about what God's doing for her and with her and what he's going to do in the future. And I'm thrilled about that for her, and just proud of her, so proud of her. And so, and the kids, they just did great. Didn't they do great? Oh, you've got gifts. How nice. Thank you so much. Let's just show him that you got it.
It's yellow.
Here, check, do this one.
Okay. We just wanted to thank you because it's our last year. We just wanted to show our appreciation for because you put up with us these last few years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's hard.
Okay, we surely appreciate all the good work that was done, and now you've been waiting for that moment when you're going to have a chance to speak your name slowly and distinctly so that we can know who you are, because some of the old people around here, you know, just, you know, we need names, faces, places, dates, etc. So why don't we just pass this down?
Stand up. My name is Emma Popper.
My name is Danae Winook.
This is Meredith. What? Can you say the last name?
Houts.
Yes.
My name is Sonia Fabella.
My name is Eliana Fedelion.
My name is Chloe Lyles.
My name is Jacqueline Shackleford. Alondra Shackleford.
Mac Payne.
Luke Staub.
Ryan Merritt.
William Fedelion.
Lily Kaufman.
Connor Nyswanger.
Lauren Smith.
Ella Hayworth.
Deanna Winug.
Sadie Turner.
Tony Rogers.
Katie Welsh.
Maddie Crosby.
Heidi Thompson.
Grace Hartwig.
Okay, now we have needs in children's ministry, and Rebecca talked a little bit about that this morning to us, and so if there's areas where you'd like to come and be helpful in that area, that would be really neat. And so if you'll talk to Rebecca, I know that she would love to chat with you about that. You have some great, great opportunities, and it's just always amazing to me as you watch the children grow and you know, go off to school and things like that and come back and everything. You're just impressed with the opportunities we're getting to make and partner together with families. And so that's what Grace needs to be all about. And so we're excited about that. The funeral, the viewing tomorrow, over in Hickson, and then, 9:30 on, Tuesday morning. And of course, Wednesday, we have Awana. and of course Crossroads and a variety of different things then. So we encourage you to come back and be with us there. Father, thank you for this day, and we think of a whole lot of folks that are going to be in harm's way over the next several days with this hurricane coming through. I pray that you'll give safety and wisdom and discretion to folks, that they'll make good choices. Thank you for how you love us and care for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.